Welcome back to Rosie on the House. We're talking primarily tools this hour, but we'll take any question you might have about a remodeling project. I also want to give you a heads up. Speaking of tools, at the home shows this year, we're going to be at a home show next weekend out at the Cardinal Stadium in Glendale. And I'm going to be demonstrating a couple things. To celebrate Fix a Leak Week, we're going to teach y'all how to stop plumbing leaks in your house at lavatory faucets, at shower valves. I'm going to show you how to take those apart, reinstall the cartridge and or the washer. We're going to have the most popular styles out there so we can take them all apart and look at them. I want to thank Chris Stanfield from Ben Franklin Plumbing in Gilbert. He's going to be out there and help me as well. And then the other thing we're going to do is we're going to demonstrate how to cut and install crown molding, baseboard, and chair rail if you want to jazz up a room. So those are a project many of you new homeowners could tackle. We're talking tools today. I'll show you what kind of tools you'll need, and we'll go from there. Talking tools, in the first segment, I told you it was an easy article to write this week because a couple times all my tools have been stolen, and I have to then decide, okay, which ones am I getting back the quickest and the fastest. Let me have my problems become a lesson for you. Make sure you've got a decent inventory of your tools. We tell homeowners to do this all the time. Walk through your home, take pictures of every single wall of your house, label it, open the drawers, take pictures of your silverware, take pictures of your jewelry, underneath the bed, the things you've got stored, take pictures of that. When they stole my truck, of course, then they got my whole toolbox. Roman, I lost tools then that I probably still haven't recovered because they're just little specialty things that you use once or twice. You forget they're down there in the bottom of the toolbox and you never pick them up again. But know this, I learned the hard way. If you're ever hit, if they ever rob you, you're going to get robbed again because they know you filed a claim and they know you got all brand new tools.
Give it a little bit of time, let you get all your insurance money.
So if you're hit, know you're going to get hit again and take some extra precaution for at least a year after that particular event. So there you go. Join us at the home show next week. And then we're going to be at the Saba home show at the end of March, and we're going to be demonstrating exactly the same things, how to fix a leak and how to install baseboard and crown molding.
And what you were talking about inventory and tools you forget, part of a benefit is something I'm horrible at is somebody will borrow a tool.
Since your brother
or 3 days later, I forget
about it. Since your
brother
moved to Portland, that hasn't been such a big problem at my house.
And you know, I forgot I had a nice scaffolding. I'd let Shorty borrow, and like 2 years later, I'm like, you know what? I could sure use that scaffold. Where is that? I completely forgot where it was. Yeah. And then a couple weeks later, I was over there. I was like,
there's my scaffold.
I see you use it for a workbench. That's nice. It is the first of the month, and for this year, that means we will be covering another area of home preparedness. It's something we started on Veterans Day out at Sanderson Ford, and we covered the 12 points of preparedness, being able to hunker down, shelter in place at your home. I don't think we're going to have any flooding today that's going to keep anybody from going anywhere, but it's always happens every summer when we get a good monsoon. People get stuck or can't cross, or power outages. If you're stuck, like people in Mesa, 500,000 people for a couple days while they were waiting for the transformer. I remember it was a news story. Where is the semi now? It was going like 3 miles an hour because this transformer was so heavy. It snail pace.
I know. Everybody in Mesa got so excited when they found out it was on I-40 in Williams. But then they found out it was going 3 miles an hour.
Yeah. So what happens? What happens if you just need to shelter in place? We started by talking water storage, food storage. We talked about basic cooking supplies for a situation where you may not have power. What about power supply? What are you going to do? I would tell you, I would lose a much more than I care to think about in my freezer if I couldn't fire a generator and plug in the freezer for a little while.
Absolutely.
Having something that you can generate refrigeration off of for, not necessarily for yourself, but to keep your kitchen or your refrigerator and your freezer going, because that's probably a good part of your 2 or 3 day supply right there as it is. So you obviously will open it and use it much less, but you can get to a lot of places. I like, Honda makes an incredible generator. Kohler makes a good generator for huge scale. You could actually run your whole house on. But have you seen the Generac that runs off of propane?
I haven't. I'd like one that runs off natural gas, since I have natural gas in the house. Yeah.
Those are incredible. The ones you just hook your 5 gallon propane that you maybe run your barbecue, hook it up for your generator, because unlike diesel or regular petroleum gasoline, that has a shelf life. Your propane in that 5 gallon tank doesn't have a shelf life. It'll sit there for 10 years with a good seal. So that's posted at rosieonthehouse.com. It goes through all kinds of options for alternate power sources if you needed it for a couple days. Being prepared, that's the Boy Scout motto.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.